B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, morning thoughts.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
All right, so the whole point of this segment is to be as honest as possible. And all I kept thinking about is, I didn't feel like going outside. I didn't feel like I had the snow. The driveway was cleared. I had everything, but I knew I'd be able to get out. But I didn't feel like doing it. I really didn't.
Yeah.
I hate that. This time, like I like the snow. Like once in a while, you know, we hadn't had it, so I thought it was fun. The kids, toasty. But morning, snow, cold is not me.
No?
No, I hate it.
I didn't mind it. I don't mind getting. The only problem for me is driving in Manio.
Well,
You're
waking up thinking that.
Yeah, I had a couple of moments last night because I had to come back for Beers with Bob yesterday. So later in the day, the melting snow turned to ice. And there was a e-brake situation where the e-brake did nothing. And fortunately, there was a mound of snow because they did plow, and they plowed up along the cars. So fortunately, that mound of snow was there because that was the little pillow between me and the next car. I would have hit the car if there was no snow stacked up there.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was fun last night. Glad I came back.
Who was that? Who had the wheel?
Jesus took the wheel, man. Carrie Underwood. She's, you know, can't help it.
So let's tell everybody. So the other day, we're walking out. It's a blizzard.
Yeah.
Right? It's horrible, yes. Right? And Andrew's going, he's talking about Jesus has the wheel. And I went, wow, that's an interesting saying. Well, is that bad? Jesus has the wheel. I said, well, I didn't know it was a song. And then he told me it was a country song.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood. You rock with Carrie every weekend. Waiting all day for Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was fun this morning, thinking about the drive. But also, something that crossed my mind. So, we're getting close to Valentine's Day. We're 11 days away. And I was like, COVID Valentine's kind of sucks. Because you can't, indoor dining is open again, but not everybody's comfortable with doing it. It's not going to be the same scene as you've seen in recent years. And then my wife goes, well, I can go. She got her second dose yesterday.
She's vaxxed up.
And it hit me. I was like, oh my God, you're one of not many people. Right, in terms of percentage of this country.
My father got it.
Did he? Both doses so far?
Yeah.
How did he react after the second dose?
He said he's fine.
Oh, that's nice. She had the chills last night.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the aches.
My buddy Drew got a shot.
Okay.
He was messed up after the shot number one.
Yeah. A lot of people, it's been reacting weird with all kinds of people. That shouldn't scare you from getting it, but it's just, here's what you should do. Make sure you have off the next day. Either take off or get it on a Friday and you're not working on Saturday.
Even the first dose? I thought the second dose was the one.
No, the second dose is definitely the one, but if you can, if you have the days, just try to manipulate your schedule. Now, she can manipulate it because she works 3 days a week as a nurse.
That's good.
But try to find out a way to be off.
She deserves it.
Oh, my God, she does.
That's great.
Stuff she's dealing with.
That's great.
So, yeah, that's some thoughts.
In due time, Trudy, you'll be vaxxed up, too.
Yeah.
All right. The only thing I thought about was it's Super Bowl week. And I started to think about it. It doesn't feel like the Super Bowl to me. And it's a great Super Bowl. I mean, it's Mahomes against Brady. But I don't know. I have, maybe it's because of the pandemic that I've not even really kind of paid attention to anything of the shenanigans that so far. Does it feel like Super Bowl week to you?
Not really. Probably because I'm so focused on my quarterback not wanting to be here anymore. Plus, we got the Sixers, which is nice. Flyers, which is nice. I've been distracted. And plus, there's no, I'm not a big Super Bowl party guy. But like, I like to get together with people, like a few, like a like two or three, right? Am I doing that this year? I don't know. I don't know what the plans are for the Super Bowl this year.
You know what? That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Like, am I gonna gather with a few people? Or am I gonna stay away?
You know what? That's a great point, because that, maybe that's why I haven't even thought about it.
Like, at this point, like, last year, you're like, texting someone, hey, so what do you guys want to do? Like, at least right. Your close-knit group of people, you're like, all right, what do you guys want to do for the big game?
We were in the Poconos last year.
Yeah, I remember you did that. Yeah.
Did the Pocono Bowl.
No Pocono Bowl this year.
With my cousin and Marco and Bob Means Jobs.
Yeah.
And the little boys.
No Pocono Bowl this year.
No Pocono Bowl.
Something that crossed my mind. First of all, thank you, Steve Nash. That's all I have to say. But I need to figure out why more teams don't do this. The reason why I say thank you, Steve Nash, is because the over-under in last night's Nets-Clippers game was 243. They were at a total of like 235 with a minute left. There was no way the over should have hit in that game. But the Nets were up three.
You got a blessing from the game.
Well, I know, but forget about the gambling aspect. I'm just thinking about the coaching aspect and why more coaches don't do this. In today's NBA, where everyone is drilling threes. So what Nash did, the Clippers were already in the penalty. So Nash was just fouling as soon as they got the ball. Because now Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Lou Williams, anybody on the Clippers can't hit that miraculous three-pointer. They're just going to the line. And they make both free throws. Now they're down one. Nets inbound the ball. They get fouled. Now they're up three. Inbound the ball. Two free throws, down one. And it was like that for the last minute of the game. Why do teams not do that?
I agree. I think you're dead right.
You know, except for the fact that it may extend the game.
I think you're dead right, dude.
I don't understand why more teams don't do that. And the Nets ended up designing a play, an inbound pass, where Kyrie threw it down court to Jeff Green. And Green got it and was able to hold it for 6 seconds before somebody fouled him. And then he put the shot up and got fouled and won. So they go up four. I don't know why more teams don't do that.
I agree.
So I was thinking about that a lot this morning.
I think you're right on.
And I was thankful that the over hit.
All right. Good for you, buddy. I'm happy for you, my boy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.